Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Here in studio with me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Reed Anfinson. He is the publisher, owner of a couple of newspapers, the Swift County Monitor News in Benson and the Grant County Herald out of Elbow Lake, Herman and Hoffman. Welcome to the program.
It's good to be here.
So the local newspaper is alive and well in rural Minnesota.
It's alive and struggling in some cases. It's alive and trying to do the best it can, facing a couple very strong headwinds.
Tell us about those headwinds.
Well, one of the big headwinds, of course, is the internet and the belief that people can get all their news that they're going to need on the internet. We know that's not true for small communities in Minnesota. In Benson, for example, I am the only person who attends most meetings of any public body. It's the elected officials, the government-appointed officials, and myself at those meetings covering the news. And so if there's any source of civic knowledge in a local community, it comes from the newspaper, not the internet. And the internet will pick up on what we write. And the same is true for about 85% of all news in America that the internet provides is gathered from newspaper reporting.
How does that make you feel when you see these aggregators out there who are, you know, letting you do all the heavy lifting and then they just post it online?
Well, what we know is, you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
The internet is the king of the hill world. It's the newspaper's got a lot of criticism for not doing a better job of coming up with their own systems. But you don't compete with Google and you don't compete with Facebook. They are global powers, not just American powers. And, for example, in the third quarter of 2016, Google and Facebook captured 99% of all advertising growth. They are drowning in ad revenue. At the same time, they're sucking the life out of newspapers and then contributing nothing back to society to replace that lost journalism. Here's what we know from the communities that have already lost newspapers in America. And we know that what are called news deserts are developing in America. Communities that have lost their newspapers in rural areas of the country, but also communities within larger cities that have lost their local publication. We know that fewer people will vote when they're not informed about who's running. We know that fewer people run for office. We know that incumbents find it easier to get reelected. We know that citizens know a lot less about who they're electing to office. We know that the details of, let's say, the county's bonding for $10 million for a project. People don't know what it's about. They may not even know about the bond. They don't know why their school district is shutting down classes in foreign language, music, and art. They don't know the challenges facing their local hospital. And those are some of the things that happen on the civic end of things. But it's deeper than that, in that people also will lose a sense of community. They don't have those stories that tell you about the people in your community that kind of bind you together with a common purpose.
Thanks, Reed.
Well, thank you.
Reed Anfinson is the publisher and owner of the Swift County Monitor News in Benson, Minnesota, as well as the Grant County Herald in Elbow Lake, Herman, and Hoffman, Minnesota. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.